on the history of the study of biology. The study of biology began around the 19th century. However, prior to this, there was considerable interest in natural life. In 1665, Robert Hooke was the first person to identify a cell. While using a very early microscope, Hooke reported that cork was composed of numerous box-like structures, which we now know are actually dead cells. In the 18th century, the naturalist Linnaeus worked out a system to classify and name newly discovered organisms. The development of improved microscopy techniques allowed scientists to discover microorganisms which were previously unknown. Lavoisier, a French nobleman, was responsible for recognizing and naming oxygen and hydrogen, and he is now considered to be the father of modern chemistry. By the end of the 19th century, Charles Darwin's theory of evolution by natural selection resulted in a radical revolution of thinking related to how organisms came into being and competed for survival. The rediscovery of Mendel's work in the early 20th century led to the development of the study of genetics, and new biological disciplines developed alongside new research methods. Most important was the discovery of the structure of DNA by Watson and Crick in 1953, which then allowed the areas of molecular biology, genomics, and proteomics to be developed. We will hear more about the significance of the work of these scientists throughout this audiobook in the relevant sections. Fields of study in biology. Welcome to the section describing the different areas of study that biology can be subdivided into. Traditionally, biology was divided into botany, which is the study of plants, and zoology, which is the study of animals. Sometimes a third subdivision, microbiology, can be included, which involves the study of many microscopic organisms which do not fit neatly into either the plant or animal kingdom. However, these areas can be subdivided further into a number of fields which are based on the scale at which the organisms are studied. Chemistry of life. Welcome to the section on the chemistry of life, which can also be called biochemistry. In this section, we will hear about the basic building blocks of life and how they are built up into macromolecules. This first specialized field of biology looks at the different chemicals that make up living organisms and at the reactions that they take part in that are crucial to life itself. The most basic chemicals are called elements, which are substances that cannot be broken down into any other substance. Although 92 natural elements are known, there are four which are extremely important to life, namely carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen. Together, these four elements make up 96% of living matter. Each element consists of a certain kind of atom that is different to any other atoms of any other element. Atoms can join together via covalent bonds to form molecules. For example, water is formed by two hydrogen atoms bonding covalently to one oxygen atom. Water is a crucial molecule for life, and approximately 80% of humans are made up of water. Life originated in water, and water is the medium in which all biochemical reactions take place. Water molecules can stick to each other by hydrogen bonding, and this is how plants can transport water upwards from the ground against gravity. Related to cohesion is surface tension. Water has the highest surface tension of any liquid, with the exception of mercury. This is of great biological importance because this will also help water molecules move upwards in plants and can provide a surface film to support and provide a habitat for organisms such as pond skaters. Water also has a very high heat capacity, which means that a large increase in temperature results in only a small rise in the temperature of the water. This means that water can maintain its temperature despite climate conditions fluctuating around it, which results in a stable environment favorable to aquatic organisms. Water is also one of the very few substances that is less dense as a solid than as a